welcome to Buena Vista, episode 238. I'm Theo. And I'm a train. What does that mean? Let me explain.
Here comes the train. Look at me, I'm a train on a track. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah.
Pardon?
Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah.
When I say, look at me, I'm a train on a track, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah, what do I mean? What aspects of trainness am I claiming to embody? Is it reliability and the ability to serve others? Simplicity? Is it that I've traded personal agency for altruism and accepting that to be the best me, to be a functioning part of a larger whole, I must accept the reality of being on rails, that complete freedom is not compatible with a kind and just society. And to be a train, and all that that entails, means allowing myself to be steered. Or is it something else entirely? Have I missed the point? Please, allow me to start again.
Look at me, I'm a train on a track. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah.
When I say, look at me, I'm a train, on a track, I'm a train, I'm a trick train, yeah, what do I mean? What aspects of humanity must I have left behind? Look, here, a young boy plucks the wings off a dragonfly, workmanlike, feeling no empathy for the creature he sees none of himself in. Taking those wings, he carefully presses them between the pages of his book and weighs them down patiently, and finally presenting his book of studies to his grandmother. Mutual delight. Look, here, a cadre of soldiers pull a stunned deer back to shelter, its foreleg shattered by blast fragmentation. They soothe it like a dying brother or friend, forgetting who threw the grenade momentarily. How much of this have I left behind? I've been allowed to start again.
I'm a train on a track. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah.
When I say, look at me, I'm a train on a track, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a tricker train, yeah, allow me to dispense of the metaphor. I'm a DB Class 101 three-phase electric locomotive, and I weigh 83 tons. The procedure was a complete success. Through my body, I pull 15 kilovolts of electricity. My arms and legs have traded moment for torque, pulling me forwards irresistibly. My flesh remains, but repurposed, compressed, tantalized into steel. You see me now, post-ferromorphosis. My blood has been slowed down. My marrow performed this task, pulling my blood down and thick. My blood has been slowed down and is now black as oil and circulating just as essentially as the blood in your system. My blood has been slowed down and is now black as oil and circulating just as essentially. You may too become this. My marrow has been disposed of. My liver has been disposed of. My calcium transmuted. You see me now post-ferromorphosis. I have no tides and the moon has no pull. just as the golem of Chelm had the holy word for truth and met inscribed on his head, I too have had the holy word of truth inscribed within myself, an iron golem. The truth flows in tiny voltages scattered across silicon, and it speaks of the timetable until my word of Ametus, the Aleph, scratched away, becoming just met, death. There is only the timetable. You too may become this. I have no fingers with which to type code. There is only the timetable. I'm on rails and I am free. I have no fingers with which to type code. There is only the timetable. I am on rails and I am free.
I'm a train, yeah.
We're pulling into the station now, and Lucy, Andrew, and Ben have stepped inside me. Welcome, everybody. How are we today?
Hi. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. I'm feeling
like how,
good.
Like, how are you, Theo?
No, how? Well, like, really? No,
how
I mean this.
You?
I feel
how
great.
How are you? Okay.
I feel really good. Is there something?
Yeah. It seems like, like, we're really excited for you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm a train.
And you, yeah, you're a train.
I'm a train. Yeah.
You weren't always a train.
No, I used to be human.
Yeah, and now.
I was
just,
normal before
the timetable.
Before that, I was not normal.
Yep, so you've gone from.
Yeah.
I guess my first question is, Theo. Have you seen the movie Tetsuo the Iron Man?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You should maybe check that out. I feel like it might speak to you in some in some sense.
I can't really watch. I haven't got eyes anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit difficult for me.
Well, either does Tetsuo the Iron Man anymore. And I guess my other question is, have you reached the stage of parenthood where you have to decide which play school host do you think is the hottest?
100%. It's either Rachel or Karen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Justine Clark, the I'm a Train lady, is not getting in there for you?
Oh, I don't. Okay, so this album's about 11 years old at this point, and I'm watching new stuff fresh off the ABC airwaves.
Okay, that's
fair. I've got to turn this off before it drives me.
Thank you.
Fucking
so that's on Play School, and it features the line, "Got a load on my back."
Yes.
that's what I'm hearing.
Well, sometimes that's just where it ends up.
Yeah.
Can I? Sorry, and I have a few questions, but this one I'm gonna have to, pull the curtain back, if that's okay. How much Hebrew did you have to learn to do that intro?
Not a lot.
Out of curiosity.
No, just a couple of words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting because that seems like a lot of work. I mean, for a beautiful intro, obviously, but.
The level
great. Of detail there that I did not foresee.
I checked out of work at 2:30 this afternoon. I'm like, boss, my brain has stopped working.
And you're fine. You're fine. You say?
I'm normal.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I think you've been hanging out with that goat Black Phillip like far too much lately, and I'm worried about his influence on you.
It's always about the goat, isn't it? He just wants me to live deliciously, and that's.
And that for
what
you
could,
is...
Good what's to bad me. About that?
What is bad about
oh,
that?
Oh, you guys don't want me to live deliciously.
Yeah.
You don't want that from me. That's what I'm hearing.
And if this is your first episode of the show, welcome.
I was thinking that a little tiny bit. But this is a decision that we made for ourselves that we have to stick by. We can't be one of those shows where you say, hello and welcome to this podcast. Here's what the podcast is about.
Oh, no.
No.
No. We couldn't do that.
I'll figure that out the hard way.
That'd be embarrassing. That'd be some dork shit. You know?
Also, we don't know what the show's about anymore. I hope
this is the episode where you've told your friends, hey, I love this this podcast. Like, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just trust me. It's really good. It's
a little
fun.
Wacky.
A little wacky. A little funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just give it a go.
Very low energy. Put it on when you go to bed. But at double speed. Because your sleep will be too deep if you play it at normal speed.
Play it when your kid's in the car.
Yeah,
if you leave it playing and like it auto plays like episodes after the one has finished playing, you will not wake back up.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Set it up on headphones. Kind of go into your kid's room and just sort of put those headphones on and really just Stream it into their brains.
And then just let us know in 15 years how that child has turned out. We will still be podcasting at that point.
Yeah.
I feel like Leah Vandenberg was on Play School a lot when my kids were at that age.
She's, still on there. I can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you heard that song a couple of times, Theo?
At this point, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because it seems like you maybe have...
internalized something?
You might have, It's like, I feel a lot of Ted Chiang short stories are based on him sort of thinking on a simple truth and then extrapolating that truth to a sort of large story and then developing a narrative around the complications of that larger story. And I think you have heard the phrase, "I'm a train," being said by a human woman, and you've thought, but what would that be like?
Yeah.
What if I was a train?
What if I was a train?
What if I was specifically? What would my experience be?
And it sounds ultimately quite positive for you.
Well, my blood's slow now. Yeah. It's oil.
And you don't have to...
It kind of run smoothly.
You don't have to type code anymore.
I don't have to type. That's... Well, I haven't got any fingers.
Yeah.
It's all positives.
It is. Yeah. It's all coming up.
It's all coming up, Theo.
It's all coming up trains.
Got my little knobs to twiddle here.
Mm. And before you just had the one.
Yeah.
Your penis.
No good.
So, Theo, did you have any ideas about how we might sort of work our way from
sort of build
from this part of the show,
into another part of the show of that intro? No, I was going right up to the mark here. My Ableton crashed and stuff, and I had to get all my MIDI controller settings reprogrammed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't get up to the show part. Mostly just the train part.
Yeah.
Mostly train stuff.
Much like the train man from the movie The Matrix Reloaded, really the train stuff is your business.
It's just kind of all he wants to talk about, the train man.
Can't get that guy to shut the fuck up about trains.
Yeah, and then you meet another guy, right? And you're like, can you believe that guy? All he ever wants to talk about is the trains. The trains running on time. He makes everything with the trains happen. And then the guy that you're talking to is like, you want to see these keys?
Yeah.
Check out my keys. I would love to open a door with my keys. And it's like...
No, I haven't seen it.
Bro.
You haven't seen The Matrix Reloaded?
I haven't, no. No, which one? Oh, yeah, I have seen Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, it's number the second two. One. Yeah.
Number two, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real number two.
Okay, 90s Mad Magazine. Get him. Matrix Re-choded, more like. I don't think any of us have a segue here at this point.
I've been thinking on it. I've got nothing.
We're so good at podcasting.
So good.
It's incredible that we managed to make this much money out of it. It seems like it's maybe a scam. It's time for the Scam Watch / Nature Quarter.
Fine.
Oh, boy.
Fine.
Oh, for fuck.
Country roads, take me home.
That was seamless. Now this story, it's not really a story, I guess it's a scoop, maybe, might call it. This comes to us from a friend of the show, my friend and boss, Beck, who, for personal reasons, was Googling the phrase "panthers for sale," and she clicked on the first result, which is a website called wildanimalpets.com.
Great SEO.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I mean they've really nailed that part for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ease you into the world of wildanimalpets.com by reading to you from the policy section of their website.
Cool. I don't want to be pushed in there too fast.
No. Well, you want to just... I'm not...
Like a hot bath, you know? Hot bath. A couple of toes at a time.
I don't feel like I have that finite control over my toes. I'm putting all five toes at once. Interesting.
No, calm down. Slow yourself down. Have a bit of discipline.
Quote, "We have licenses and permits for each and every animal we put on market. Our organization is fully registered by the Uganda Wildlife Authority and the CITE Authority, and we can deliver any animal to any part of the world. For you to own a wild animal as your pet, you need to purchase it from a verified organization with all permits and licenses granting it to sell wild animals and pets. To possess an animal or pet with legal documents, contact us. We provide all the legal documents that make you own pets and animals of your choice without any inconveniences from the authorities. Authorities with a capital A there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inconveniences.
Bit of a bit of foreshadowing there without any inconveniences from the authorities.
For all our clients, I recommend you to pay the commitment fee of $300 first before going further with the purchase of any animal of your choice to prevent inconvenience.
Hey?
Yep. So, what? Hold on.
Yeah.
They want you to do like a $300 version of giving your girlfriend a commitment ring?
I think closer to when they want you to... You give a car a spin at the dealership and you leave your credit card or your car keys behind sort of deal. Mm. It's you're putting a down payment down on your...
Yeah, like the commitment ring for your high school girlfriend. Yeah,
yeah. We're going to be fucking later, but for now, get this ring I got for $15 from the mall.
Well, you don't have a credit card when you're in high school.
Oh, you shouldn't, but these days, who knows?
With now of days, don't get me started.
It's probably on their phones.
Now, what sort of animals are we talking about here? Let me...
hold on. I do want to say, I was listening to what you said, and it sounded a lot like they said, all animals.
Now, that is true. They did offer the animal of your choice.
Yeah, pets and animals of your choice without any inconveniences from the authorities.
From the authorities.
I've been watching some nature documentaries, and I've got all kinds of ideas. Lucy, if you can have any animal in the house, in the whole world, what's it going to be?
Raccoon, without a doubt.
That is...
Several raccoons.
So, like,
yeah.
I mean, you're not really doing pie in the sky thinking there. That's like a cat, but like weird.
Yeah.
You can have.
What do you want?
I guess
octopus?
A monkey.
How octopus would be cool? Yeah.
Hmm. I feel like a raccoon has the benefits of the little hands. It has all the cute parts of having little hands, and it can hold things, and it can look suspicious and stuff. But it can't really like trash the place like a monkey.
Well, if it does, it's just eat the trash afterwards.
It couldn't learn how to use a gun.
Like a monkey will. Yeah. A monkey is inevitably going to grow to hate you for
how
what
many
you have
people,
done to it.
How many people have had their face pulled off by a raccoon?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not that many.
How could an animal with no recorded fatalities be illegal?
That's
fatalities.
Right.
Now, so to give you some idea of the scope of this website, I've taken some excerpts. So it's not a particularly modern website. It's been designed, I think, with either Blogspot or WordPress. So all the content on there, instead of the way you think of a website as being discrete pages, is just a series of blog posts. And I've taken some highlights here. I'll start you off with the post titled, "Purchase Online Harmless Unique Pets Australia."
Harmless is doing a lot of work there.
Mm-hmm.
Real what could go wrong energy.
Buy Unique Pets Australia from our online pet store. We opened up this pet store project committed to give our customers the best services ever. We sell and deliver animals worldwide. We made it easy for animal buyers. Now you can order an animal of your choice without living where you are.
That's going to be a problem for me because I do live where I am.
I always live where I am, personally.
Like the last 5 or 10 places I've lived have all been where I was at the time.
There are many animals that are rarely seen. This makes them unique, and they are both wild and domestic. Mm-hmm. Here is a chance for you to purchase and own a unique animal of your choice. Although most of the unique ones are wild, we first treat, tame, and train them well. This makes them harmless to humans. Have you been looking for the easiest way of possessing a unique animal in your premises?
Yes.
Buy it online here, and it will be delivered to you in a few days.
A few days? Mm-hmm. From Uganda?
They pop it in one of those express post satchels.
Now, here are a few specific animals they're offering. Polecat is a very unique animal.
Hell
we
yes.
We have it now
there
on
we're
market.
Talking.
It is healthy, trained, and tamed, making it harmless. You can buy it for $711.
Fuck yes. What's this site? WildAnimalPets.com.
That's right.
You're going to like what you see.
People also ask, what is the difference between a ferret and a polecat? A ferret can be called a domesticated polecat.
Oh. Oh, I did not know that.
Ferrets have been domesticated from European polecats.
So
polecats can be easily
ferret?
Differentiated by its unpleasant smell.
I've got another one for
he's
you here.
He's a darling. Welsh. I'm looking at a Welsh polecat right now.
They
look,
do
that little
look
dude.
Pretty nice.
Look at that little dude. He doesn't smell.
Spiny rat, and she is a female. Her name is Tiara, and she is 1 month old. Buy it and make it your pet. $200.
She's a
lady. Are they just throwing a net on whatever is within, like, throwing range?
Well, I mean, I'll let you decide how deep the scam goes here. Here's another one. Here is a male opossum. We named it Grux, and it's healthy and human-friendly.
Okay.
$320.
Sorry, Grux? I can't wait.
Grux, that's right.
He sounds nice. I like his vibe.
Fucking Guardians of the Galaxy character.
Here's another one. Okay. Buy your dream pet here. Martin available for sale. $290.
Oh, Martin.
Martin so available.
They've got Martin.
I didn't know they got Martin.
A Martin. Not an animal called Martin.
Only $290.
Oh, I thought it was an animal called Martin. I'm not interested anymore.
No, this is not a specific.
Oh, they're really big on their friggin' one of these muscular day.
Is that the
weasels.
Class of animal that they?
Yeah. All
right.
Well, on their weasels.
Let me
they must
expand
be living in weasel country over there.
We're thick with weasels over here.
Be careful! This is weasel country.
Open your sock drawer. Weasels everywhere.
Let me expand the taxon of animal. But actually, no. I think this might be the same taxon. We'll find out. Pangolin for sale, USA. Pangolin for sale.
I don't think that's the same.
USA online at an affordable price. Pangolins.
I gotta say, you know what was really keeping me from owning a pangolin is just
the price
the cost.
Tag.
It's yeah. the price yeah. for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pangolins are one of the most endangered and vulnerable animals, making them unique and expensive.
Cha-ching. Yeah, those are the two things that makes it.
Yeah. Many people around the globe have never heard of these animals. Here is a chance for you to legally own one in your premises.
Just
you never heard of it?
Either.
Have it in your house.
Just arrives on your doorstep. Huh. That's what a pangolin is.
So far now, there are few people interested in owning pangolins, but the reason behind this is they don't know how good and beautiful a pangolin is. These amazing animals are very adoptive. One kept in a nice homestead. Once you start keeping your pangolin in your premises, there are a few things you have to know about them.
Mm-hmm.
These animals are susceptible to diseases like pneumonia and the development of ulcers in captivity.
Oh my god!
This easily leads the pangolin to death. Make sure that before ordering this animal, you can take good care of it. $1,600.
Yeah, here's my pangolin. And he just motioned towards this horrible looking thing.
Please, my pangolin, Chris. He's very sick. Here's some more of their offerings, diversifying a little bit more here. Lion cubs for sale here online at affordable prices. An animal cub is a young carnivorous mammal, and they are mainly found in the wild. Is it legal to own lion cubs?
How much
trouble can they
them
make?
Answer this
little.
Question for you.
Just little guys.
Many people have this question in their heads, but the answer is yes.
Okay.
It has been clearly put up that anyone can own any kind of exotic animal if he or she qualifies to do so. If your exotic animal is fully registered in law and it's tamed and healthy, you're free to keep it as long as you can provide it whatever it needs.
I'm almost 100% sure that's not how it works.
This website is so good. I'm sorry. If you want to look at what I just posted in the Discord.
I would love that very much.
I'm having trouble here.
Ben, is that on your list?
Oh, the bulldog where it's a picture of a pug?
It's a picture of a little pug and it says bulldog available. And then there's a caption on the photo of a little pug and it says bulldog.
Place your order and own a manageable pet.
Each and every day, the animal law keepers arrest over 40 individuals owning illegally. We wouldn't like you to be a victim.
Of what? The authorities, capital A.
That number seems high.
That seems quite high.
Above are the newborn lion cubs available on market. Press in your orders now and own your dream animals. $750.
This website's amazing. Like, they're offering great prices.
Yeah, that's way less than I'd expect to...
On the front page?
You pay that for a
silverback gorilla.
Forest cat.
$12,000?
Yeah.
How much for the silverback gorilla?
Yeah, 12 grand.
That's only like three purebred puppies.
Look, this is...
And 90% of that's in shipping.
That's true. You don't know what you're going to pay in shipping for that.
Hey, Lucy, do you want to read the description there for the silverback gorilla?
Oh, I would love to. I'll start off by saying it's a very sexy photo of the silverback gorilla. Like, he's
making that booty pop.
He's making it pop. It's looking good. And it says, despite their fearsome looks, gorillas are peaceful creatures and are largely herbivorous since they only eat vegetables. Not at all true. And this makes it easy to feed them since the vegetables are relatively cheap. The silverback gorilla is relatively friendly and adaptive to all kinds of environments.
To your two-bedroom apartment.
He'll just eat some veggies. Won't cost you much.
I'm clicking buy.
So, now, that previous post I read to you, they're saying that lion cubs are $750. But then in another one of their posts, they say, there is no specific price for lion cubs, but the range of price for these animals is from $900 up to $7,500. The more rare lion cubs go, the higher the price. That's supply and demand, baby.
Oh.
Economics 101.
That's smart. That's
Adam.
Really smart.
What's his name? Adams. What's that economist? The economics guy. John Adams.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. That's
Adam
right.
Smith?
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith.
What's the Dilbert guy's name?
Scott Adams.
Scott Adams.
Scott Adams. There we go. I've got another one here. Exotic reptiles for sale. There are many types of reptiles throughout the world.
So true.
These include snakes, lizards, chameleon, etc.
So on and so forth. Use your imagination.
The copy on this is amazing.
Being the copywriter for this website. Snakes, lizards, other
reptiles.
Specific kinds of lizards. These reptiles are cute and can make great pets. For those who would like to use them for shows, this is the right place. The monitor lizard.
This is my show iguana. Taking it to the Westminster Iguana Show.
He's a great example of the breed. The monitor lizard is a type of reptile which is commonly found in Africa and Asia. It is a cute pet for those who like it. Please contact us to get you this wonderful reptile pet. $1,350.
More than a
lion cub. Yeah. The chameleon is another wonderful reptile with its ability to change color according to its surroundings. For the chameleon, it's found in most of the continents. Not Antarctica, though, I think. That's like the one that's not on. $450. Now, they're quite heartily endorsing the concept of reptile ownership. Reptiles are very interesting animals which can really make the best pet ever. This can be an animal that can always make you happy at your home with kids.
Just trying to figure out how much a goanna would fucking hate living in your Sydney apartment, you know?
Well, as long as you had a balcony, get some sun. A reptile you can always move with around the couch, and typically unique. Our exotic breeds are well-trained and tamed, since we are verified by the legal organs.
Oh, that wasn't a specific reptile that you could move around your couch.
No.
Just reptiles.
Typically unique. Just a note, a payment of $300 is paid as commitment fee on purchase of any pet. Restating that one.
Aren't you paying the money for the pet?
Well, you put some money down first.
Yeah, a little down payment.
Not that much money.
I want you to hold in your mind how much a monitor lizard was. That was $1,350 when I say the price of the next one. The cheetah's coat is pale brown / yellow and covered with distinctive black spots. The cheetah is a member of the cat family.
Oh, I know their stuff.
While all animals move, the cheetah is extremely fast. It ranks the fastest animal on the planet.
Imagine how quickly a cheetah could get your newspaper in the morning.
I can't.
While all animals
all
move.
Animals move.
All animals move.
I don't... Is that... That's probably true.
What do you think? What animal doesn't move? A sea urchin.
No,
they move.
Buffeted about.
Coral.
Is coral an animal?
Have you ever seen one of those like videos of a big starfish moving?
Yeah, time lapses of starfishes just going ham.
I like that.
Love that shit.
Don't like it at all. They got all their little fingers on the bottom.
No, thank you.
No.
This is a hybrid cheetah with kittens, which are 2 months old, and they are family trained. Place your order now. $1,200.
Hybrid with
just
what?
Just bringing home a cheetah into the family with my newborn baby.
Part cheetah, part man, I believe.
Those classic family-trained cheetahs.
Now, this next animal will be familiar to listeners to the show, mainly from when they escape captivity in North Carolina. Often people will take a look at a serval and assume it to be a threat to the life of its caretaker.
You'd be wrong.
But this medium-sized cat is only interested in small animal prey like birds, rodents, and perhaps a small antelope species. $900. Well, I'm going to give you a few more, a speed round of some animal prices. A quokka will set you back $2,500.
Oh, I was actually going to, maybe say as my animal,
I was going to buy a quokka.
Like a quokka. Yeah, I'm in the market for a quokka.
They're not that pricey.
PlayStation 5, though, you just can't find them.
I mean, I was thinking about this. Like, I think if you really wanted to, you could go to Rottnest Island and put a quokka in your backpack.
Yeah.
Stuff one in your pocket.
You could. You'd have to live in Western Australia.
You can just visit now. I think they've changed the rules. You're actually allowed into Western Australia.
Like, you're probably not going to get on the plane.
Oh, you'd have to
drive. But if you're willing to live in Western Australia, you could get a quokka.
Like, if you live in Perth, you know, a quokka is a day trip away from you.
I mean, we've got quite a few listeners in Perth, and they're just sitting there every day, day in, day out, not owning a quokka.
Mm. And they probably own a backpack already. So that's probably one obstacle gone.
Yep.
If there's any listeners out there who would like to post a quokka to us, just let us know.
What's our PO box?
We should get one of those. We would get some psycho shit, I imagine.
You should. I want people to make little dolls of us.
Don't invite that, because it'll happen. A snow leopard will cost you $6,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see. Snow leopard's a premium leopard.
Yeah. Mm.
It's hard to get that one. You know, that fucking, just to get footage of one with its babies, they had to, like, disguise a cameraman as a rock for a couple of weeks and shit. Those planet Earth people.
That's premium leopard.
That's a preemie. I believe that's what that's short for. They have 10 flamingos going for a tidy sum of $920 each.
Oh, that's a bargain.
They're not offering a bulk deal on the flamingos.
That was my next question.
Maybe like an 8 plus 2. You know, I pay for eight flamingos. You give me 2 flamingos.
That seems like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
I've
seen
them
online, and they do kind of walk around in funny little packs, and I wouldn't get the same effect from one flamingo.
No, it'd be walking kind of funny, but you need it to be amplified.
Yeah.
A white tiger will set you back $2,320.
That's a bargain.
Is that like a Sumatran tiger?
I believe, yes. White tigers are Sumatran tigers that have not albinism, but something else, right? Someone who knows about animals
say
yes.
Yeah,
there
you go. Leucistic. Bengal or Siberian.
It's when you've got Lucy disease.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's extremely white.
It's when you're extremely white.
I saw, because I've got a leucistic kookaburra that lives in the neighbourhood.
Oh, did you snap a little picky, I believe?
Yeah, I got a little picky of a leucistic kookaburra.
Yeah. Went Lucy mode.
Hmm. For Lucy.
Now, I did a little bit more research on this. I actually did some journalism, would you believe it? I sent an email to the Ugandan Wildlife Authority, and I said, hey, do you actually have a relationship with this organization? And they didn't email me back. So I guess we'll never know.
Yep.
That's speaking volumes.
That's all journalism is, though. You kind of say, you know, the Ugandan Wildlife...
Refused to comment
in time
I should have said that.
Publication, etc.
I did also attempt to contact wildanimalpets.com. On Tuesday at 1:50 PM, I sent them a message that read, "Hello, my friend, ... I would like to purchase gorilla. I did not receive a response to that either, which is a shame. Because my money is as good as anyone else's.
They've got a chat function on their website.
Yeah, but they don't respond. And it also, if you try and send contact them through that, it redirects to their contact form. It's very annoying.
Oh.
So no, I searched.
They've got Whois protection on there.
They do, but I mean, they've given themselves an address. I believe it's 3 Dundas Road. I can't remember the name of the city, but somewhere in Uganda. And if you go to Google Maps, there is a store given like a marker on Google Maps, but there isn't physically a building there.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a bit of a shame. I noticed that, so some of this text is written in kind of broken English, and some of it is not. So I thought I would copy some of the not broken English text to see if it appeared anywhere else. And it did. Their policy statement is also used on a different website called exoticpetsplace.com. Now, while this website we were looking at was a sort of very badly formatted, awful-looking WordPress blog, exoticpetsplace.com is a bit... It's a flashier sort of single-page application, looks a bit more modern. And it seems to be an organization that variously claims to be a pet store in Texas, in New Jersey, and Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Let me read to you how they describe themselves.
Well, I think I've used that Bootstrap template before.
Yeah, they've definitely taken a common web template there. We are the only exotic pet store, Las Vegas. Once you received your pet, you won't be left alone. Pet Exotic makes sure that you are not facing any problem related to pet or their care. We have assigned this task to our special representatives. The only duty assigned to them is to get in touch with the customer and to ask if they are facing any problem. Now, on top of claiming the several locations that they claim to have in America, including a fourth one, this time in Illinois, they claim to have one in Kenya, they claim to have one in India, and they also claim to have one in Australia. Interestingly enough, it is in Queensland. Now, Theo, I don't know if you've been here before or not, but are you familiar with the town of Birdsville?
Vaguely. So let me just see whether... I've never been... No, I haven't been there, but it is close to the town of Batuta.
It is, yes. So, Birdsville is about an 18-hour drive west from Brisbane, and it has a population of about 150, and that's like a seasonal max during like the high point in the tourism season. It is an extraordinarily tiny place. So, well done to them for making that exotic animal importing business work out there. Here are some of the claims they make about the services they offer, which honestly, I have to say, just in advance, you know, if I put all my doubts aside and I step out of this cynical mindset, they sound quite good to me.
Hmm.
Our exotic animals are super cute and active. In their presence, you will forget everything.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
We have a large variety of exotic dogs for sale. They are all super cute and loving. You will definitely make good memories with them. We also have cubs for sale. They can become your best friend. You will spend a good leisure time with them. Full healthy pet will be delivered at your home. You can hug them and become the owner of exotic pet. We have good news for you. The research has shown that the pet's a great stress reliever. If you are suffering from stress or depression, buy exotic mammals for sale from us now and get rid of these diseases.
This is nice. This is appealing to emotions, you know.
Yep.
I'm feeling inspired. I'm having feelings about this.
Oh, as a professional copywriter, you're
fighting like their I've done a great solid. Job here.
And as a professional depression haver, I'm excited about the opportunities here.
I am keen to experience ataraxia as a symptom of getting a pet. Don't think more, as keeping pet is not a burden. Spending time with them will make you feel relaxed, and you will forget about your worries. They can also help you to overcome your loneliness.
Aww.
It's got real real get to Titan energy here.
Yeah. Don't think more.
Don't worry about it.
Don't think anymore.
Get on the rocket.
All your bad feelings will go away. You won't feel anything anymore. You won't think anything. No thoughts. No vision.
Yeah,
no
I've kind of gone off the Titan.
Just I.
Yeah, I've gone off the Titan thing now. I'm all about transmuting your flesh and bones into train.
Hmm.
Now, these guys offer a different set of animals. When I say these guys, I mean this is obviously the same people, but this website offers a different set of animals. I'm going to read the list to you in an arbitrary order that I have chosen. We have a lynx. We have a leopard.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fennec fox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're cute.
We have a cheetah.
All we have four a tiger. Legs so far. Pretty boring.
Yeah. We have a lion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a giraffe.
Oh.
I'm going to have a lot of trouble getting that in the house, yeah. But okay.
Yeah, now that's a tall order.
We have a Komodo dragon.
Too big.
Now that's a long order. Was that funny? Did you like that? And lastly on this list, we have a panda.
I feel like they're hard to get.
I feel like it's very hard to get. Yeah, it's on a panda. Now, I only have one more thing to tell you about this website. And that is that because this is a very modern single-page application, they've sort of just copied templates from another website from. They felt obliged to fill in some parts of the website that don't really make sense. They've got a little infographic here. It has a picture of a deer, a picture of some trees, a picture of some concentric circles, and then mm-hmm. a picture of a dollar sign inside some concentric circles. And I'm going to give you the text for each. So the first one, 10,000 plus animals saved. Unclear from? What from. Yeah.
Like, and then sold to people?
That's right. Saved from the wild and then sold to a guy in Texas. Yeah. 2,300 plus hectares forest land. So this is spelt H-E-C-T-O-R-S, as in the name Hector. 100,000 plus members worldwide. Unclear what they're members in. And
they're
lastly,
all members in the I put down $300 on my serval club.
200 million plus dollars sold.
Okay, so...
Now that is a burgeoning business.
Mm.
So it's going okay for them is what I'm hearing here.
Yeah. Now, before we rate this scam, I think we need to come to a consensus on what the scam is.
My personal belief is that the scam is putting together a poorly made website in which you list a series of animals that are for sale, and the condition of purchasing any of them is to send us $300 without asking any questions.
Yes.
Sounds like the... Yep. So one... It's a three, give us $300 scam.
Like, you classic. Get one taker on that, like, silverback gorilla. Like, you're done.
You are. You
successful scam. Cash out. Yeah.
Now,
well, I guess, yeah, like, you... Like, what I've taken away from this is that you have to give them $300 to make an inquiry about an animal, basically, right?
Yeah. Mm.
You contact them and you say, I'd like to buy an animal, and they say, just slap down your $300. So, that's a free $300 right there. If they can string you along to the point of saying, I have sold my Mazda 6, and I would like to purchase that gorilla. Won't have a car to put it in, but that's a problem for later.
I mean, I don't know if you get the gorilla in a Mazda 6. Although, no, I guess if you've got the little sports wagon that it came in. Oh, no, that was the Mazda 3. Yeah, no, sorry.
You put the back seats down, you know.
Yeah.
Ideally, I think you want like an SUV. You know how you can put the cage in the back between the like cargo area?
Yeah.
You know what? I take it back. There is a Mazda 6 wagon and it's quite roomy. I reckon you could probably get a gorilla in there.
I mean,
Should we email Mazda to get the...
If they could get the Sasquatch named Harry from Harry and the Hendersons into a family station wagon...
Yeah.
I think that they could, get a silverback gorilla in there too. Anyway, so you say, I want to buy this one, and you shoot them over $12,000 minus your $300 deposit, I assume. Although, probably not, if they can... if they have their way. And then you never hear anything again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, where's my monkey? Where's Jeffy?
Now, I did a little bit more journalism on this one. I Googled the URL of the website and the word scam.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how there are those websites that tell you whether something is a scam or not? I got one of those from, I don't know, TrustGuard or some shit. There's only one there, right? It's from 3 years ago. It's a one-star review. Sourced from ScamGuard. from A. Davison 17. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this will clear things up a little bit, I guess. Scam animal sales. They are charging ridiculous prices for domestic animals that can be easily purchased for less than $100, and they are charging as much as $850.
Their issue is that the prices are too high.
Yeah.
They're like, for this example, bulldog.
They are selling American skunks for $850, which normally cost less than $100.
You
can't give
that's
them away.
That's so good, being like, this is a scam because the skunks cost too much.
The skunks are too
this
expensive.
This normal pet that I have that I could get for $100 at my
They're
local pet
you off.
Store.
I mean, I can't believe this guy, A. Davison 17, thinks that a, as far as I can tell, Uganda does not have native skunks, is going to compete for prices with the United States, which does
They're
have native
to
skunks.
They haven't just shipped those skunks over to them in the first place, you know?
And they have to bear the cost, because I don't think they charge a delivery fee. That's built into the price.
That seems to be.
Yeah. But, all right, so I think we understand that the scam is that they don't send you anything. They just take your money.
Mm-hmm.
So, for inventiveness, not...
I think it's pretty low on the scale.
Yeah, it's low. They put in a lot of work to kind of... they built lore up around this.
Yeah. Mm.
They've put a lot of detail onto there. They've done a lot of listings for different animals that you might want.
They've put a lot of work into the SEO. Like, everything on there is basically for SEO. So that's they've done that. Ballsiness, not that ballsy either.
Yeah, they're not
just
really putting
website.
Anything. Yeah, they're not really putting anything on the line here.
Yeah, but I do think victiminess. Anyone who thinks that they can buy a gorilla online and is willing to spend $12,000 on it can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's probably...
You deserve to be scammed, for sure.
Same if you're ordering, if you want to buy a bulldog as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And you think that a bulldog is a pug.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your problem. You're a dumb bitch if that's you.
Yeah.
If that's as much research as you're willing to do into the issue.
I think in terms of our scam cube, they're low on the first two axes, but they're very far on the third axis. So just plot that in your mind if you can. Yeah, and if you have aphantasia, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, our scam rubric or skubric, if you will.
It's more of a kubric.
It's also a nickname for... Yeah, just go.
our scamly kubric.
Scamly kubric. Fuck. Oh, we got there. We did it. We did it, everyone.
Yeah.
We did it.
You really want to workshop your jokes live as well. That's improv, baby.
People love that. People love it. So, we're putting an order in? Is that what I'm taking away from this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I would like to try for a gorilla. I mean, I have tried for a gorilla, but they have not replied to me, and it's been 2 days, which means they're not really paying attention to their scam, I don't think.
Having some people over
Maybe
for
Maybe
they're
dinner. Just busy. They're busy with orders, true. You know?
I'm playing hard to get.
I'm just imagining having some people over twice. For dinner and holding your partner's hand as you say, we've been trying for a gorilla for 6 months. We've spent so much money.
Hopefully this detailed scam watch we've just done has helped you avoid being scammed by these people, which is something that we try and do here. We try and do these sorts of...
education.
Public service announcements. Yeah, you know, we try and let the people know. And that's something we like to do in our everybody's favorite segment, the PSA segment.
PSA segment watch.
Good choice, Andrew. This comes to us from WVIT News in Connecticut.
Ah, with it.
That's right.
With it or leave it. That's what I'm always saying.
Christ. Skyline chili products recalled due to misbranding, undeclared allergens.
Oh, no.
So, everyone is, of course, familiar with chili of the show, Skyline Chili. Please, DuckDuckGo, images it if you are not already intensely familiar with what it looks
official
like.
Official chili of the show.
Theo, we have spoken about Skyline Chili.
What's Skyline Chili?
So, sorry. Skyline Chili okay. makes the most popular canned Cincinnati version of Cincinnati chili. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm. Yep. No,
I'm always saying, oh, this chili, it's almost completely free of cinnamon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And raw onion as well.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the
raw
onion.
You've
got to
put some cinnamon in your chili. Like, you got to have a little bit in there.
I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to chuck some cinnamon in the next one.
Morgan Foods is recalling thousands of pounds of Skyline Chili due to misbranding and undeclared allergens, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's such a fucked up measure of chili.
Undeclared allergens.
Oh, is it, Theo? Then you're going to love this next sentence. The recall affects approximately 2,205 pounds of chili. Well, approximately. You're getting within 500 grams.
Can't be too careful.
That's a ton of chili. That's literally a ton of chili.
One ton of chili.
That is one ton of chili.
Did they start from metric and work their way back? Is that what's happened here?
It's not exactly.
Okay.
I think chili should be in fluid ounces.
Yeah. One ton is exactly.
Is it a solid?
Oh, sorry, no. One metric ton in pounds is, holy fuck, it is. 2,204.62 pounds.
Oh.
That is oddly specific.
Why didn't they just say a ton of chili?
Well, because it's not an imperial ton. An imperial ton is exactly 2,000 pounds. This is exactly a metric ton, which is odd because it's an American product that's made in America.
That's so strange.
Did someone
It's weird that they screwed up exactly one ton of chili.
Maybe someone said, oh, I fucked up a ton of chili, and they thought, oh, you mean a metric ton? Yeah.
I'm just writing it down. Yeah.
One ton. I'm going to Google that. The chili may contain milk, wheat, and soy, which are known allergens and are not listed on the product label. The USDA said the cans labeled as chili may actually contain cream of chicken soup and were produced on December 21st. Nice. 2021.
That is a fucked up way to make chili. I'm very sorry.
Like, this may contain milk allergens. Like, it doesn't contain allergens. It's a different thing inside
it's
the can.
Chicken soup.
It's got chicken soup in there. It's not chili Cincinnati at all. Chili. It's going to give you every kind of diarrhea. Just
if you were
accept
expecting
that in your heart.
If you were expecting delicious Skyline chili and you crack open that can and it is cream of chicken soup, I feel like you're almost immediately going to know something's up.
Yeah. Well, this looks weird. Well, anyway.
Hmm.
The product being recalled is Skyline Chili Original Chili in 10.5-ounce cans with a lot code of L2121, a product code of CHC8TUPY on the bottom of the can, and a Best Buy date of December 21st, 2023. The cans are packed in trays.
I'm on the CHC8TUPY diet.
How does that manifest?
Best not to think about it.
Okay. According to the USDA, the problem was discovered by consumers who reported to the company that cans labeled as chili actually contained cream of chicken soup.
So where did the chili go?
Yeah, where's the chili?
Where's the chili?
Is it in
I don't
a bunch
think
of...
it's like a swapsie. I think they just had the wrong label in the labeling machine.
No, this is definitely a zero-sum game.
It's like a...
Have they checked the can of chicken soup?
It's a parent trap situation.
Yeah.
Except they didn't do it on purpose.
I haven't seen it.
Sorry, in what way is it a parent trap situation?
Well, because imagine that the Skyline Chili is the rich one with the fancy lifestyle and the cream of chicken soup is the country one.
Yeah.
And they've decided to swap so that it can each experience each other's lives and also meet their other parent.
Is that what happens in the parent trap?
Yeah.
At least in the modern remake of the parent trap, yes.
Okay. So the Skyline Chili's gone to a rich person's house.
Yes, and the cream of chicken soup has gone to the country.
They've opened their can of chicken soup and been like, "Oh, what's this? Well, I guess I'll try it.
Learn to love it."
So they've skipped right to the end of the parent trap where they find out that it's the other one, I guess.
Yeah.
I really didn't think I was going to get grilled this much about saying that it's like the parent trap. It's kind of like a Freaky Friday situation.
I was my kids were watching Freaky Friday the other day, the Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis one. And
isn't Lindsay Lohan also in The Parent Trap?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Aren't they also both remakes of earlier versions of the same movies?
They are. Yes. That's true, yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, it got up to the point where the titular... No, the titular Freaky Friday titular is taking place.
happened. That's quite early on in the film.
The parent
Freaky
swap
Friday
is happening.
Himself.
And I hadn't seen it before, I think. And it gets up to that point, and they're having dinner in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, and then like a 60-year-old Chinese lady sees them arguing and goes, "Oh." And her mum's like, "Don't do it." Her daughter, who works there, is like, "Don't do it, mum. Stay out of it." And she's like, "Time for some Chinese magic." And she just does Chinese magic on them.
It's just, this is the old one, yeah?
Like,
oh, this is the
it's
new
like for
one.
For the fucking 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew, it's exactly like the video for Freaky Friday by Lil Dicky.
Yeah, by Lil Dicky. It's, it absolutely
Were you
is.
Like, oh, they're taking off the Lil Dicky video.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Getting a lot of Little Dicky vibes from this.
but yeah, they do basically non-specified Chinese magic, which is delivered in the form of a fortune cookie. That's right, folks. We're cancelling the Freaky Friday remake.
Hey, while we've got our big cancel stamp out, can I also cancel these fucking cicadas outside my window?
Oh, I can hear them.
If they're making them through the mix.
I can hear those bad boys.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can hear those things that I won't say out loud because I'm from Victoria.
Yeah, we're
going to
bully
you
for that.
Cicadas. I can hear them cicadas, she's saying.
Chichadas.
Chichadas.
South of the border.
The USDA is concerned that some of these products may be in consumers' pantries. Anyone who purchased the products are urged not to eat them. The products should be thrown away. But like, surely if you're just told, hey,
yeah,
that's cream
of
chicken soup, you can make your own choice about whether you want to have cream of chicken soup.
If you're the kind of guy that wants some cream of chicken soup, then fill your boots.
With cream of chicken soup.
If you don't like to be surprised, don't take any chances. Throw out all the cans in your house immediately.
Yeah, bury them in the forest.
Mm. I'd love a mystery can. They should sell mystery cans.
Mm. Yeah, aren't you vegan?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you want mystery cans?
Well, you
know. Might be a bit of fun. Well, lucky
mystery
dick.
Can, brackets, vegan.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. Now, I reckon we got one more story in us here before it's time to go. This is a nice and short one. And this is the segment where we talk about sometimes when there's one thing that happens that is the one thing that you didn't want to happen. This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
Sometimes I don't know what's happening until too late.
This is from Reuters, or as it's pronounced in Germany, Reuters. Cross-country skiing Finn Remy suffers frozen penis in mass start race.
Oh, no. Hate it when that happens.
Al Remy.
The men's 50
is that like when Australians are like R Delta, R Kylie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Al Remy. The men's 50-kilometer mass start race at the Beijing Games was shortened to 30 kilometers, but that did little to help Finland's Remy Lindholm, who needed a heat pack at the end of the race to thaw out a particularly sensitive body part. Lindholm spent just under an hour and 16 minutes traversing the course in howling, freezing winds, leading to his penis becoming frozen for the second time in a cross-country skiing race, following
freezing
a similar
once.
Incident in Ruka, Finland, last year.
Really buried the lead there.
Getting to the end of the race. I've got a rock-hard cock. Well,
please,
that's nice for
attention.
You.
Not again. Come on.
You can guess which body part was a little bit frozen when I finished the men's Olympic 50-kilometer race. It was one of the worst competitions I've been in. It was just about battling through, he told Finnish media.
Jesus Christ.
With organisers worried about frostbite during Saturday's race, it was delayed by an hour and shortened by 20 kilometres. The thin suits and underlayers worn by racers, as well as plasters to cover their faces and ears, offered little protection. Lindholm explained that he used a heat pack to try and thaw out his appendage once the race was over. Quote, "When the body parts started to warm up after the finish, the pain was unbearable," he added.
This is, it's not even going to, like, explain why this happened. Like, why is your penis frozen?
No, that's the whole story. This man's dick got froze.
Was your dick out? Like, did he have his dick out the race?
They're wearing very
frozen?
Thin bodysuits. Like, they're not afforded a lot of protection from the elements.
Why did no one else's dick freeze?
Like, if this has happened to him two times, should he, like, start wearing underpants? I'm blaming this guy.
No one else's dick froze.
Yeah, it seems to be a Remy thing.
Maybe he just has, like... dick really big?
Oh, maybe.
Like, more surface area to catch the cold.
Who was the sprinter and everyone...
Matt Shervington?
Yeah.
I was always like, look at that guy's dick.
Yeah, because we've got the skin suit and you could see his cock.
That's really cool. Descriptive, though, isn't it? Like, when you come in and it's really freezing and your hands are, like, frozen and it's really warm in your house and then it, like, kind of hurts.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that's your cock.
Imagine that's happening to your enormous Finnish penis.
Ow, my big Finnish dong.
We actually, I'm not making any judgments about whether or not this listener has a penis, let alone what size it is, but we got a message today from a listener in Finland. Probably not going to read you the contents of the message.
Come on.
But I think it's about a different story entirely. It's just that I looked up their name because I was like, well, what an interesting name. I wonder where they're from. It says they're from Finland. And they sent us through a story about a large bear called Hank the Tank breaking into a house.
We've all seen Hank the Tank. Do we want to quickly take a position on that from a podcast point of view? Because the story with this is that there is an absolutely gigantic big fat bear, and it's his right to be that way.
Yeah,
100%. I think we can all agree.
Oh,
and he keeps coming down out of the woods and just kind of rifling around through people's houses looking for food and just absolutely wrecking up the joint while he does it.
Yeah. Innocent of all charges.
And so they're like, we're going to kill the bear because he keeps damaging people's property. And everyone's like, hey, he's just a bear doing his thing. And they're like, but we've like shooed him away a bunch of times and it's not taking. So now we have to euthanize the bear for liking food.
I think if you don't like Hank the Tank, get the fuck out of California.
Get out of his zone.
That's his.
This is like this week when there was somebody got a chunk taken out of him by a shark.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we had a resurrection of the standard Australian debate.
They should all be killed.
Yeah,
we gotta do this every 5 years or so.
The news is like, how come we don't have snipers in helicopters over all of our popular beaches shooting every shark they can see?
And why isn't one of those snipers me? Give me a very big gun, please.
So, friend of the show... I'm trying to remember a name. I'm very sorry. Give me 1 second and I can find this out. I can find this out. Hold on.
What'd she say?
And friend of the show and local Greens councillor, Kim Chappell, the deputy mayor of the Randwick City Council, said something on Twitter or wherever, like describing it as a shark bite. And either the Herald Sun or the Daily Telegraph or whatever was like, Loopy Greens is trying to political correctness, sharks viciously attacking people on purpose.
No, because this shark punched the person to death.
Yeah. The shark pulled out a switchblade. Like, and I am personally of the opinion when it comes to shark attacks that, like, you are in their lunch zone. You went down to the cafeteria and started swimming around. Don't come crying to me when you cop a little bite.
You got into the sloppy Joe mints.
You did.
In their
you
cafeteria.
Rolled around and got all slicked up.
Look, I think it's obviously tragic for someone to die from being eaten by a shark. That's
do
absolutely
I
horrific.
Want to get bitten by a shark? No.
Yeah, I don't think going in there and just being like, well, if we kill every shark, that's that problem done. Like, that's not going to fucking fix anything. There's actually a ton of sharks in the ocean. That's where most of them are.
That's the thing. And they put, like, have you seen the things where they put tracking tags on them? They go, oh, we'll catch this guy when he comes back. And then the shark just swims off to the other side of the planet.
They're like, he has, much like the Nazis after World War II, fled to Argentina.
Yes. But I think I'm probably completely wrong here, but the stuff that I've read about it says that like when they try to track like sharks and say, oh, you know, we'll predict seasonally when they're coming and going and all that sort of stuff. They're like, no, sharks just do their thing.
Yeah, yeah, they can tell when the vibes are wrong.
Yeah.
They get out of there.
I can tell when I'm not wanted. Yeah, I'm going to Argentina.
Yeah.
Time to go and bite
Hitler.
So my opinion on both Hank the Tank and great white sharks in our Australian oceans is if you don't like it, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, shark kitchen.
Yep, or California. Yep. It is the new California Republic and he is the bear on the flag.
Yep. That's right.
We got to make that flag bigger.
That's okay. Yeah, I guess so.
A 50% bigger flag, I think. Oh, boy. Well, that's probably the end of the podcast, question mark?
I think that's an episode of the podcast.
I think that's got
to
be
Punta Vista.
Punta Vista. Head on over to puntavista.com/shop.
Is it
shop, you reckon? Do you think it's shop?
I don't know.
Pick
I'm not the URL man.
Free merch because it's freemium freebrewery. Everything is 100% off on our merch store.
If it ain't bolted down, it's yours.
I would like to.
It's bleeding us dry.
Like to take an opportunity at this point to declare that it is not buntavista.com/shop. It is in fact store.buntavista.com.
Yeah, I get this wrong, you give me shit. For this.
Don't go to
it's
that
also
website.
No longer freebium freemirary.
Okay, it's shop.buntavista.com.
No, it absolutely still will
There's
be
freebium
freebrewery.
There's 4 days of freebium freebrewery left.
The 24th, and we release these episodes the night of that we record them.
Oh, it's the thing people can't stop saying, freemium freebrewery.
Freemium freebrewery.
Everyone's talking about freemium freebrewery.
On everyone's lips, freemium freebrewery.
They're all saying things like, you guys are so kind for doing freemium freebrewery.
Be sure to call us on our voicemail service in Australia. That is 1-800-317-515.
Just sing the song to yourself. Should I?
That's the Bunta Vista hotline.
That's the Bunta Vista hotline.
And of course, if you are a resident of the United States, you can call us on 732-876-3446. What I'd really like you to do this week, if you can, and you're so inclined, and you're in the relevant countries, I want you to call into the hotline and describe for me your dream sandwich.
Huh.
The most perfect sandwich you can imagine. Cost, anything else, not an issue.
Send a picture if you've had it, you know?
Well, I mean, if you have. If you've managed to realize dreaming of the ultimate sandwich and then eating the ultimate sandwich, holy fuck, I would love to hear about that especially.
That's literally a dream come true.
That is right.
Beautiful. We love to see it and hear about it. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.